Raging inflation is not just a U.S. problem. Live from London, this is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Victoria Craig. Good morning. Skyrocketing prices on necessities are hitting pocketbooks the world over. In the U.S., inflation has held steadily above 6% for the past 6 months, in March rising at the fastest annual pace in more than four decades. This side of the world, Eurozone inflation registered a fresh record last month of 7.5%. It's a rate well above the 2% target the European Central Bank has set, and a problem policymakers are no doubt discussing at their meeting this week in Frankfurt. The sharp and severe price swings have been exacerbated by Russia's war in Ukraine. Energy sanctions and disruptions to agricultural trade have forced up the cost of food and fuel. The BBC's Guy Hedgeco explains then how the Spanish government is trying to help struggling households there.
In recent months, Spaniards have been dreading filling up their cars because of the cost. In the first 3 months of this year alone, the cost of fuel rose by around 30 euro cents per litre. The government recently introduced some emergency measures to ease the pain, including a discount of 20 euro cents for every litre of fuel.
Pues muy mal, cielo, muy mal, porque esto no va a ningún sitio. Hay un descontento general.
This woman says that she, like everyone, is spending a lot more on fuel and on all products. And she says that the 20 cent discount is not helping her at all. Electricity costs have also been soaring, increasing by more than 80% for consumers over the last year. In their homes, Spaniards like Soledad Andrade are having to adapt.
Well, at home we have made some adjustments about how we use home appliances, especially washing machine, dishwasher. We wait for several days to set it on. And if we have small dishes, we just wash them without using the machine.
The rising energy costs have pushed inflation up to 10%, its highest rate since 1985. The government says that the war in Ukraine has driven the latest price spikes. However, Tony Roldan, director of the ESADE ECPOL Center for Economic Policy, points out that inflationary pressure in Spain was already high before the invasion.
Before the war, we were already seeing increases in price levels quite significant in Spain. They were rising mostly because of two different reasons. The problems in the supply chain, right, because of COVID and transport problems, and also energy prices, because of carbon pricing, but also because of gas was increasing before the war.
But since the Ukraine war began, costs have risen even more steeply in Spain, which imports 80% of its energy. For now, at least, there is no end in sight to Spain's cost of living crisis. In Madrid, I'm the BBC's Guy Hedgeco for Marketplace.
Well, that cost of living crisis is a problem the government here in the UK is also under increasing pressure to address. Fresh numbers this morning show inflation here rose 7% in March, the fastest rise in 30 years. But crisis of another kind is stealing focus at the Prime Minister's residence, 10 Downing Street, here in London. Boris Johnson and Finance Minister Rishi Sunak have rejected calls for them to resign after they were fined by the police for breaking COVID lockdown rules by attending a party in 2020. The BBC's Jonathan Blake has more on that story.
Despite unanimous calls from opposition parties for Boris Johnson and Rishi Sunak to resign, their apologies and acknowledgement of the anger and upset caused appear to have been enough for Conservative MPs to ensure their survival for now. Even the Prime Minister's critics in his own party have argued that the war in Ukraine and cost of living pressures at home mean it's not the time for a leadership challenge. The Metropolitan Police investigation into parties in Whitehall continues, and the full findings of the report by the senior civil servant Sue Gray are yet to be published, so there is no sense at Westminster that the Partygate saga is over.
That's the BBC's Jonathan Blake reporting there. Strict coronavirus lockdowns across China, the world's biggest crude importer, are likely to help slow global oil demand in 2022. That's the latest forecast from the International Energy Agency today. Despite that warning, though, global oil prices are holding steady at between $100 and $105 a barrel. Checking some other numbers, global stock benchmarks are also little changed as investors await the European Central Bank's latest decision on interest rates. To Ethiopia now, where Boeing's 737 MAX jets are taking to the skies again. That's 3 years after the country's aviation regulator grounded them in response to a fatal crash that killed more than 150 people. And it's 2 years after the U.S. FAA declared planes safe to resume flights. From Ethiopia's capital, Addis Ababa, the BBC's Kalkidan Yebital has more on that.
After the accident, there have been some friction between Ethiopian Airlines and then Boeing, particularly on as who should take responsibility for the crash. There were suggestions that there could be a piloting problem from the American manufacturer, but Ethiopian Airlines insisted that the problem is from the model itself. In 2020, the Federal Aviation Administration in the U.S. gave approval to that 737 MAX model to fly, but Ethiopian Airlines took some time. The Ethiopian Civil Aviation Authority took some time as well. This comes after the Boeing last year said that they take full responsibility and, you know, they are going to go for changes, some changes in the design of the aircraft, as well as in some training as well. The Ethiopian Civil Aviation Authority said that after conducting a rigorous inspection on their part, they're confident for the aircraft to fly.
So presumably this is good news then for the country's aviation industry, which, like many others around the world, has been hammered by the COVID pandemic.
Yes, Ethiopian Airlines is, you know, Africa's largest carrier in the past few years, despite, you know, the accident itself and after that, the pandemic and travel restrictions. The airline fared well, and largely thanks to the decision to focus on cargo flights and transportation for vaccines as well. So it's going to give the airline yet another boost. So far, it has, you know, four 737 MAX aircrafts, but it has also, you know, ordered quite a number of aircrafts from Boeing, and there are some in the pipeline. So this approval, this green light from the aviation regulator is going to give the airline the green light to bring those aircrafts in the pipeline as well. So it's going to give it a further boost to continue growing.
The BBC's Kalkidan Yebital from Addis Ababa. Thank you so much for your time.
Thanks for having me.
And here in London, I'm Victoria Craig with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.